Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Autogrill conference call.
Welcome to everyone. This is Alberto De Vecchi, the CFO of the company, and I'm presenting to you the result for the first half, 2008. The first half, 2008, has been very, very important for our group. Through the acquisition of World Duty Free and the full control of Aldeasa, Autogrill has completed an important step in creating the global world leader in restoration and retail services dedicated to people on the move. Today, Autogrill operates across all channels with a major focus on airports, the key communication channel in our societies now and at least in the next 20 years. Thanks to the acquisition done in 2007 and 8, we perceive us stronger and more equipped to deliver results and improve our competitive position both in the strong as well as the weak times. And there are no doubts that the today economic environment is not favorable. Economies in most Western countries have been sluggish. Projection on GDP growth have been reviewed downward both in US and in Euroland and should not be much higher than 1% in 2008. Undoubtedly, the joint presence of rocketed oil prices, upsurges in food raw materials, and stagnant economies build a negative scenario for the industry. Not surprisingly, traffic evolution has been negative in some key areas. In U.S. motorways, traffic has been negative by 4% in the first 6 months as a result of the psychological impact of fuel prices that rose from $3.15 per gallon to $4, that is an increase by 27% in 6 months. Airport traffic showed a better performance, but was negative too, scoring a minus 1.9% in employments. In Italy, motorways traffic was almost flat in the first half, while airport traffic showed a positive growth of approximately 3.3%, notwithstanding the Malpensa problems. In Spain, the airport traffic decelerated significantly from previous years, with still a growth of 2.8% compared to a growth of 8% in the first half of 2007. In UK, finally, traffic in airport has decreased by 0.6%. The environment is difficult, and we don't expect the negative trend in the traffic can be reversed soon. However, such a reversal will manifest. I give you an example. Some banks, due to the financial crisis, have reacted cutting business travels, and maybe some of you travel today much less than 1 year ago. But if you don't visit your client, you will lose them. We all live in a global and interconnected world and cannot refrain from moving. Undoubtedly, we have been witnesses of a large shift of economic power and revenues from Western industrialized countries to fast-growing newcomers. Revenue is moving, but not disappearing. Autogrill is already fully equipped to be a protagonist and not a victim of such a shift. We do think that the new group configuration that originated from 2007-2008 acquisitions has strengthened our competitive position and will help us to cope successfully with the challenges of the coming month. As the environment does not help us, Autogrill has reacted helping itself, flanking the traditional effectiveness in overperforming the traffic with a strong program of reorganization and cost saving. On the first aspect, that is the overperformance of the traffic, the result we comment today confirm the ability of the group to drive a superior performance in terms of sales generation, even in difficult markets. On the cost side, the group took the occasion of the integration of the recently acquired companies in retail, Aldeasa, the 50% of Aldeasa, World Duty Free, and Alpha Retail, to pursue efficiency programs also in the rest of the group, especially on central costs and G&A, both at the corporate and local level. The program will allow us to free resources on an yearly amount of 20 million since 2009. In the meantime, the integration of the retail business has been progressing, and we expect a positive contribution to be added to the proceeds of the reorganization, with a further 25 million generated by 2010 on. In a group like ours, it's always difficult to compare the results year-on-year, as the change of perimeter often limits the meaning of the comparison. First half 2008 is definitely one of these occasions. For such a reason, we have prepared a schedule to guide you in the changes to show the performance of the group unaffected by the additions of the acquisitions and by translation effects determined by different exchange rates. We call this, let's call cleaned growth, as organic. In the data of the first half 2007, besides the portion contributed by World Duty Free, 2 months starting from May, and the 50% of Aldeasa, that is fully consolidated and 100% consolidated starting from April, we have decided to carve out also the Alpha Group data from the organic growth, as Alpha was included in the first half 2007 only for 1 month. As a whole, total sales in the first half 2008 went up by 25.1% period-on-period. Taking into consideration the adjustment mentioned, group net sales has grown organically by 6.3%. EBITDA in the period has grown by 6.4% to 233 million, and with the elimination of the impact of the acquisitions and the impact of the exchange rates, organically, EBITDA has shown a 2.8% contraction. Net income amounted to 33.9 million euro, down by 11.7% on an organic comparable basis with respect to the first half 2007. On the net income of the first half 2008, amortization related to the purchase price allocation on the 50% of the acquisition of the 50% of Aldeasa has had an effect of 5.3 million gross and 3.7 million net of the tax figurative effect. So as said before, to help the reader to see the impact of the changes in the consolidation perimeter, we have included this slide, that is slide four, that shows that collectively, acquisition contributed approximately 514 million of sales, 35 million of EBITDA, and 12 million in terms of EBIT. We limited the comparison to the EBIT level as a comparison to the bottom line would have been less meaningful due to the significant change of the financial structure. Moving to the performance on, let's say, constant perimeter, that is the performance that we call organic, in slide five, we see the evolution of our major KPIs. We see that the organic growth generated in the first half has been, in terms of sales, almost fully absorbed by the translation effect on currencies period-on-period. EBITDA went down by 100 basis points, that is approximately 21 million euros, of which three-fourths had been due to the currency translation. The first half of 2008 has been also impacted by the very first portion of the restructuring program that generated one-off cost for an amount of 1.7 million. And the comparison between the first half 2008 and the first half of 2007 is also negatively affected by an amount of approximately 4 million, that is a one-off income booked in the first half of 2007 as a result of changes in the Italian and Swiss legislation on pension and severance provisions. Let's move now to the performances per macro area, and we start as usual from North America. North American operations confronted with a difficult situation in terms of traffic evolution, as said before. Traffic both in airports that account for more than 80% of total sales and motorways, 15% of the total, were negative in the period, respectively by 1.9% and around 4%. In such a difficult environment, the group has confirmed its history of significant overperformance on traffic, achieving in airports an impressive 7% comparable growth, overperformance on traffic of 9%. And if we include a change in perimeter and new openings, the increase in the period has been 10.2%. The overperformance has been achieved also in the second quarter, notwithstanding the worsening of the environment. In fact, group airport sales in North America increased by 5.9% on a comparable basis, in front of a traffic decrease in the quarter of 3.7%. The situation has been weaker in motorways, as the channel seemed more psychologically impacted by the increases in the oil prices and more reactive to deterioration of the economic scenario. In addition, the refurbishment of 8 locations on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and New York Thruway also influenced the performance of the period. During second quarter, motorway sales were down by 4.6% on total and by 2.3% on a comparable basis. EBITDA amounted to $145.5 million, almost flat compared to the first half 2007, with 100 basis points decrease in terms of EBITDA margin. The contraction of margin has been spread among higher incidence of labor cost and, to a minor extent, a higher cost of goods sold and operational expenses. The transfer on sales prices of the 2007 increase on raw material helped the group to limit the margin erosions. Moving to Italy, the conditions were not easy even in Italy, although the traffic has performed better than what we have commented about US. The traffic on motorways that account for almost 80% of the country sales was slightly negative, negative 0.4% if we exclude the effect of the extra day in February. And also in Italy, the behavior of customers seemed to confirm an attitude of limiting the consumption and spending. As an example of the trend, we have seen a shift from concept with higher average ticket, for instance, Pizzico and Ciao, to lower ones, that is, sales in the snack bar. Another trend of the traffic that we have seen in the first half of 2008 is a sharp decrease of traffic in weekends and a strong resilience in working days. To react to this situation, the group enlarged snack bar offer and launched promotions. As a result, motorway sales increased on a like-for-like basis by 1.3%. Sales in airports have grown by 21.2% in the first half. The growth has been partially generated by the transfer of a duty-free contract at Rome Fiumicino Airport from Alfa to Autogrill, as a result of the integration of Alfa within the group. Even excluding the Alfa Italian operation, although, the growth achieved by the group in Italian airport has been very significant, being an increase close to 10%, 9.9%, compared to a traffic that has been growing in the period by 3.3%. Railway stations channel has grown by an impressive 62%, mainly driven by a new contract with Grandi Navi Veloci that we include in the channel to reflect organization responsibility. Shopping malls and town locations has grown by 7.7%. In the first half, the increase has been mainly determined determined by the consolidation of the operation of the company Trentuno that has been acquired last year. As a whole, total sales in Italy went up by 4.3% in the half compared to the same period the previous year. During the second quarter, total sales increased by 2.7%. Traffic on motorways worsened, negative by 2.5% compared to the second quarter 2007, also due to the bad weather conditions in May. Our sales decreased in the period by 1.1%. In terms of EBITDA, the introduction of new food and beverage products and stronger dynamic shown by the food and beverage product compared to the retail. In fact, food and beverage has grown by 6.8% compared to retail and ancillaries that have grown by 3.2%, allowed the group to improve the cost of goods sold, partially offsetting the increase of incidence in labor cost. The latter has been negatively impacted by lower productivity generated by the shift of consumption toward cheaper products and by the full effect of the new labor contract signed last year. Other operating expenses also increased their incidence, mainly as a consequence of higher energy and utility costs. In the second quarter, EBITDA improved by 2% to 46.6 million, with a 13.9% margin, almost in line with the margin of the second quarter 2007, notwithstanding 300,000 euro of one-off cost charged on the division in relation to the restructuring, to the opening of the restructuring plan. If we move now to page eight, that is the result of the rest of Europe. The sales in the rest of Europe progressed as a whole by 9.2% compared to the same period of the last year. The growth has been around 4.8% in the motorways that account for 60% of the sales of the area, while all other channels scored a double-digit growth. On motorway, best result has been achieved in Switzerland, Belgium, France, and Greece, while difficulties have been experienced in Spain due to both the economic slowdown and some specific weaknesses we faced in the toll motorways network. Expansion in the airports, with an increase of 19% period-on-period, has been led by both the consolidation of the new openings in Sweden and Copenhagen, and the very positive development in Switzerland airports, Zurich and Geneva, Brussels and Athens. The growth in railway stations, 13.5% in the period, is the consequence of the expansion of the high speed in Spain, where we operate the Atocha station in Madrid, the conclusion of the refurbishment at Paris L'Est, and the entry in some subway stations in Belgium. In the second quarter, sales grew by 5.6%, driven by airports up to 16.4% and railway stations that grew by 12.8%, while motorways were almost flat, with a very minor increase of 0.5%. The growth of EBITDA has been 3.8%, mainly to a dilution in gross margin related to the sale mix. Moving to Aldeasa, together with the U.S., probably Aldeasa today is the area where we are experiencing the most difficult environment. Total sales increased by 4.5% in the first half of 2008 as a result of two opposite trends: a 1.6% sales reduction in Spanish airports and a huge 30.3% increase in international sales. Spain, where Aldeasa generates approximately 7% of its total sales, has suffered a strong deceleration of the economy as a consequence of the crisis of the real estate sector. The traffic in Spanish airports has shown a 2.8% growth in the first half, as I said, compared to a growth of 8% in the same period of the previous year. The main driver of the Aldeasa downperformance in Spain can be found in the decrease of the demand from U.K. passengers, affected by the devaluation of the pound toward the euro. The U.K. traffic is important in Spain. We estimate it approximately as 40% of total traffic in the Spanish airports. Also, the high-speed railways between Madrid and Barcelona and some work of refurbishment in the Madrid terminals, all terminals, contributed to the slowdown. On the contrary, international sales were very positive, with double-digit growth in Chile, Mexico, Peru, and Kuwait. In the second quarter, the airport sales increased by 1.2% globally, even in this case, with the opposite development of weak Spanish sales that were down by 3.3%, and strongest growth in non-Spanish international sales. Due to the effect of the evolution of sales, EBITDA decreased in the period to €28.5 million. The company has put a lot of effort to limit the impact of the sluggish sales on EBITDA. In fact, the incidence of cost of goods sold has gone down period on period, also due to a better mix between the duty-free and duty-paid sales. However, the benefit in terms of cost of goods sold has been more than offset by the higher incidence of fixed cost due to the lower sales and rents. In the second quarter, EBITDA was €21.1 million, down by 1.4% compared to the same period of the previous year. Moving to Alfa increased its sales in the first half by 0.6% only. But below this steadiness of the figures, there's been a lot of changes. In fact, Alfa has succeeded to reshape its contract portfolio with the aim of eliminating low-performing contracts and concentrate and/or acquire profitable ones. In fact, the results in terms of EBITDA increase are impressive. The EBITDA for the first 6 months of 2008 has jumped by more than 65% to £18.3 million. As a percentage of sales, EBITDA reached a margin of 6.5% in the first half, compared to a 3.9% in the same period of previous year. Margins have improved both in in-flight and retail and in most of the geographic areas. Going back to sales, in-flight sales in UK were down due to the conclusion in 2007 of the EasyJet MBA Connect contract. Looking retrospectively, the fact that we decreased our exposure in the in-flight to the low cost is probably now, retrospectively, a very wise move above the positive impact on EBITDA. Excluding this cancellation effect, sales in UK grew by around 5%. In-flight international sales, on the contrary, increased by more than 50%, even excluding the contribution to sales of AirCheck Catering that has been acquired by Alfa in April. To the successful evolution of international in-flight, a very positive contribution has been given by the Australian joint venture with Emirates, and by Alfa operations in Eastern Europe and Middle East. AirCheck Catering has contributed an equivalent of £5.4 million to the sales of the first semester. Retail sales are down by 1.7% in the period due to the decrease of UK sales that is mainly the consequence of the closing of 36 World News point of sales, 13 of them being closed in the last quarter of 2007, and the remaining in the second quarter 2008. Excluding this divestiture, sales are up by around 13% in U.K. As we will see also for World Duty Free, the devaluation of the pound has been supportive to the growth, thus balancing in part the negative impact that such evolution has generated on Aldeasa sales, as mentioned before. Particularly significant, the performance in Manchester, the most important Alfa location, that showed a 13% increase in sales compared to an almost flat traffic. During the second quarter, sales grew by 3.2% for the full company, for the whole company. In-flight sales were up by more than 6%, driven by international operations, while retail sales were almost flat, with international growth balancing domestic decrease. Last but not least, we speak about now about on slide 11 on World Duty Free. We show here the World Duty Free performance for the full half of 2008 and compared to 2007 for sake of comparability. Although World Duty Free, as you know, was actually consolidated in the group data only since May 2008. Be aware, these figures are provided for giving an indication of World Duty Free performance only, but they cannot be added to the group ones to derive a sort of pro forma consolidated P&L for the whole group, as they have been prepared in accordance to World Duty Free accounting reporting period and criteria that different from the group ones. Despite the slight decrease of traffic in the BAA airports that has been negative by 0.6%, World Duty Free sales increased by 7.8%. It is important to underline that the result has been achieved increasing capturing and average ticket. In fact, the T5 opening has not yet offered its expected boost in terms of number of passengers in the Heathrow Airport, where overall traffic stayed almost flat, negative by 0.4% in the period. On the contrary, in the same period, that is in the first half 2008, World Duty Free sales at Heathrow has grown by 9.7%. The first conclusion is that T5 has not had yet a positive impact on World Duty Free performance in terms of number of passengers, but has helped the company to have a better shopping environment in the airport. That is not only due to the fact that T5 is a perfect environment for the shopping, but also because of less crowded situation in T2 and T3. As said for Alfa Retail, the devaluation of the pound toward the euro has also contributed to the sale boost. The overall performance has been positive also on the other airports that are under World Duty Free management. With Gatwick, that is the most important one, showing a sale progression of approximately 8%. During the second quarter, sales were up by 10%, despite a traffic decrease of 1.8%. In Heathrow, sales grew by 14.6%, notwithstanding a decrease of traffic of more than 1%. That means that the trend that has been presented for the full semester had been, say, increasing during the month. That is, the second quarter is even stronger than the first quarter. The significant EBITDA improvement, with a growth of 21.4% period-on-period in the first 6 months of 2008, reflects the greater operational leverage in overheads as a consequence of the higher level of sales. Before going to a presentation of our forecast for the rest of the year, let's speak about the financial part of the first half of the year. The evolution in net financial indebtedness that is shown on slide 12 has been obviously dominated by the increase of debt connected with the financing of the acquisitions. Their impact has been limited by the very positive performance of the net cash flow from operation that generated 274 million in the 6 months, with a huge increase in comparison to the amount generated last year. That was 94 million. Although the last year amount has been negatively affected by some one-off cash out that we estimate in approximately 25 million, nevertheless, the increase period on period has been impressive. The improvement has been achieved also through specific actions on working capital components that we aim to transform in a routine in the month to come. The strong cash flow generation has also financed the net CapEx increase by approximately 50 million period on period. As a consequence of the important number of contracts that has been awarded in 2007. We remind you that the payment of the 2007 dividend, approximately 76 million, has taken place in July, while last year dividend had been paid in May. The translation effect on debt denominated in foreign currencies has contributed to the result for an amount of approximately 40 million. After the financing of the acquisitions, the currency composition of the financial debt is 23 denominated in US dollar, 37 in pound, and the rest in euro. By the end of June 2008, 54% of our net debt was either fixed or hedged. The last part of our presentation deal with the some information on the current trading, and we have presented here the result year to date as week 33, that is, if I remember, 17 of August. And the last page, with a comment on the expected result for the full year. After the closing of the first half, environmental condition worsened further. In July, U.S. airport traffic was down by 4%, pushing the year-to-date decrease to 2.2% compared to 1.9% as at June. Also, the same situation can be seen, although for a lower extent, in the DAA airports that were down by 1.7%, worsening the year-to-date contraction from a negative of 0.6 to a negative of 0.8, while Spanish airport traffic decreased by 3.7% in the period, reducing the growth year-to-date to 1.5, while up to June it was positive by 2.8. And this notwithstanding this negative evolution, Autogrill sales have kept growing. As at August 17, sales are up by 4.7% on an organic basis, with positive trend in all group macro areas, apart from Alpha, for the positive, I say, reasons mentioned before. And moving to the last page of this presentation, that is our forecast for the full year 2008, as most of you remember, we met the financial community in mid of July in London, and we communicated our view on the industry, our programs, and the data we expect to generate in the period from 2008 to 2010. The Autogrill management does not see today the need to modify the main variables of the macroeconomic scenario we outlined at the time of the preparation of the Investor Day business plan. Although we are aware that the current economic situation is particularly unsettled and volatility are out projections and forward-looking statement is wide. To mention the main assumption we have used for generating those projections, we estimated a further slowdown of the U.S. traffic in airports due to the anticipated cuts in the flights announced by many airlines, It is obviously very difficult to predict the exact impact on airport traffic of the announced cut of flight, as there are many elements that can influence it. We have assumed that the airport traffic could decrease by approximately 4 to 4.5% since Labor Day, driving the full year performance on US airport to a minus 3%. We estimated a flat traffic growth on Italian motorways, and we have estimated a slightly negative airport traffic growth in BAA airports. On other areas estimations, we have done an analysis more on the potential of the specific contract portfolio more than evaluating macroeconomic trends. Based on those assumptions, we confirm our estimates, that is, total sales generated in the year up to 5.8 billion euros, and an EBITDA of 600 million euros after a net impact of restructuring cost for an amount around 17 million. Based on the updated of our investment programs, we anticipate that CAPEX can partially exceed the forecasted amount of 325 million, but we not to an extent that should prevent us to reach our target of 2.15 million in terms of billion in terms of net financial indebtedness at the end of December. These figures have been prepared using the following assumptions in terms of exchange rates: 1.55 as an average exchange rate for the euro-dollar exchange rate, and 0.79 for the euro-pound exchange rate. To give an indication of the sensitivity of these projections to move in exchange rates, we have provided in slide 15 a sensitivity analysis assuming that the average exchange rate for the year can be 10% higher or lower with respect to the assumption we have used in our projections. It must be noticed that when we say plus or minus 10%, we refer to the averages for the full year without taking into consideration the fact that half of the year has already gone. And the average exchange rate for that period, that is the first half of the year, have been 1.53 for the dollar and 0.78 for the pound. As a consequence, a move of 10% on full year implies a larger move of the parities in the second half of the year. With such an indication, a revaluation of the dollar toward the euro by 10% in the year with respect to an average of 1.55 would imply higher sales of around 180-190 million. So we put there a fork, so say that more precise number can be between 180-190 million. Higher EBITDA of around 25 million and higher CAPEX of approximately 15 million. The opposite happens if the yearly average exchange of the dollar toward the euro devaluate by 10% toward the assumed 1.55. The same calculation arranged for the pound shows a sensitivity of approximately 110 million in terms of sales, 10 million in terms of EBITDA, and something less than 5 million in terms of CAPEX. It must be underlined that these numbers refers to a full year basis. And I remind you that in 2008, we don't have 12 months of war duty free. So the impact of a different exchange rate for the pound in 2008 only will be much lower than this one because of the limited contribution of world duty-free to the number of the group. The combined increase of the dollar and the pound against the euro would be the sum of these two effects. And in the event that the dollar and the pound were moving in opposite direction toward the euro, the two impacts would compensate. Now, thank you for the attention and the patience for this long presentation, and we open now the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by one. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by two. Thank you. First question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Euromobiliare SIM. Mr. Lustig, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. I have a list of questions. The first one, are you in a position to provide us with a guidance for depreciation for a full year, a rough indication? The second, you mention your estimate of flattish traffic growth for Italian motorways. Do you have an idea of what was the traffic growth during the summer, so in July and August, let's say? Then, a question on the net cash from operations, which had a dramatic improvement. You were already mentioned some of the items, but if you can summarize which were, let's say, the non-strictly recurrent element which were reducing, let's say, the performance last year, and if any not strictly recurrent elements, maybe in the working capital, which supported the very strong 2008 performance. And then, if you can provide us, if it's possible, sales at World Duty Free in Q1 and Q2 for 2007 and 2008, if it's possible. Thank you.
Okay. As far as depreciation is concerned, we haven't given a guidance. Let's say the limitation of the guidance we can give now, we have limited to the EBITDA, and we have not gone to down to the bottom line that we would have liked to go down to the bottom line. It's because we're still working, as you will see reviewing our semi-annual figures. We still, for the time being, we have put the full amount of the excess price on World Duty Free that is significant as goodwill on a temporary basis, because we are still working on the allocation of this amount. So, for the time being, the part that I'm referring to the intangible, because intangibles will be significant in 2008 on, because of the size of the acquisition we have done in spring 2008. So, in 2000, what we have done by now is in 2008, we have, in the first half of 2008, we have an impact, as I mentioned before, of 5.3 million for a quarter. That is equivalent of around 22 million for the full year. That is the depreciation that is related to the part allocated to intangible with a definite life that will be depreciated related to the acquisition of the 50% of Aliasa. The bulk of the analysis, of course, refers to World Duty Free, because there the amount of the excess price is larger, and it can influence the net income significantly, and of course the amount of depreciation. For that reason, we're not yet ready to give a guidance on that, although we think that we will give the guidance in the occasion of the presentation of the third quarter results. The second question is referred to the traffic in motorways in Italy. Unfortunately, we You know that this year CONSOB has created us some problems because they want to have our, the semi-annual figures approved within August, and August is not an obvious month for us. So, in order to give an indication of the traffic performance in summer, we wanted to see the full, at least the end of August. And so we're not in the position, unfortunately, this year to give that indication because summer is still ongoing. Moving to the question related to the cash flow from operations, as a matter of fact, we haven't done, let's say, one-off intervention because actually I was reviewing, but the only strange thing that we don't do, and we did in the first half, is to make 8 million euros, that is a very, very limited amount, we have sold without recourse 8 million euro of receivables that we normally don't do. We have done in the first half, and that is probably the one-off intervention we did that it's not customary in our business. All the rest is basically putting a lot of pressure. Of course, we have put a lot of pressure, and the reaction has been substantial. Now we have to work. When I said we aim to make them a routine, it doesn't mean that they were extraordinary. I refer to the fact that this group is not used, because normally we haven't in the past the problem of trying to keep the level of net financial indebtedness down. So in general, the management of the working capital was not one of the top priorities of our directors. So what we are doing now is to try to move the focus of the people in order to make them considering not only the P&L but also the cash flow statement. This is more a philosophical transition more than transforming one-off actions in ordinary. The last question, I must confess that I don't have here with me the my baby. Elisabetta has, so I leave the Elisabetta to answer you.
Okay, in the first quarter 2007, World Duty Free net sales were above 87 million, 87.7. In the second quarter 2007, World Duty Free sales were 103.3 million of pounds, for the total amount that you see in the slide, 191.1.
Yeah.
If could be helpful for you in terms of cash flow generation, the slide number 40 of the annex summarizes the most important movement of the first half.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I have a follow-up question?
Of course.
Can I ask you, if it's possible, in a slide number 14, there is the performance at the week 33 for the different region. Can I ask you it's obvious that Italy is slightly below 5%, but can I ask you what is the trend there, so the exact figures there?
Well, the performance, I don't see a major difference compared to the situation that we have shown you for the first 6 months, because
okay.
In general, Italy is growing less than North America and the rest of Europe, because unfortunately, it is 80% dominated by motorways, and motorways are performing worse than airports. So I think that it is not there are not major differences in the evolution year to date.
Okay, thank you very much.
I consider that also on the contrary, they were reminding me that there is not only an absolute growth of sales, it's also the composition of sales. So in 2008, as we have said before, the good fact is that we are growing faster in food and beverage than in retail, and especially in ancillaries. So in a way, in the comparison year to year, the booming of the Gratta e Vinci last year has impacted now in the comparison year on year. But in terms of then of course generation of value, those sales were low.
Next question comes from Mr. Guillaume Rescoussier from Oddo. Mr. Rescoussier, please proceed with your question.
Hi, good evening. I've got three questions. The first one is regarding the same slide, actually slide 14. I was wondering, you're registering 4.7% organic growth as of week 33. You were registering 6.3% in H1. So I wanted to be sure it's the same method for calculation. Have you entered in, have you put in Alpha Airports in your 4.7% organic growth as of week 33? And then if we can go to the details, I was wondering the North American figure in the chart, something like 7%. Is it comparable to the one before the acquisition of Food Brand? Then have you included Food Brand acquisition in that figure or not? My second question is regarding margins in the U.S. in Q2. I think they were down by something like 80 basis points, if I'm right. I just wanted to know if you could quantify how much comes from a rise in cost of goods sold and rise in labor costs. And my last question regarding corporate costs, and I refer to the slide number 30. I see your corporate costs increasing from 10.8 million euros in H1 07 to 16.5 million euros. I fully get that you have included some 1.2 million euros related to the restructuring plan, but I just wanted to be sure there's nothing else where there's something exceptional in H1 07 that could explain such a rise. Thank you.
Okay, in terms of the organic growth in North America, third quarter, starting from July, North America is comparable in terms of Food Brand, because Food Brand was consolidated since the 1st of July 2007. So the only discontinuity in terms of acquisition is represented by CBR, it is very, very small, that this was consolidated since the 1st of December 2007. In terms of the perimeter, Alpha start to be consolidated starting from the 1st of June 2007, so in the third quarter, Alpha is fully comparable. Did I answer to your question in terms of organic growth?
Yes, thank you, Elisabetta.
In terms of the margin of U.S., the erosion of margins, I think that main element is the fact that, as we said before, in a way, although we have done a positive growth of 9.5% in terms of sales, in a way we are lacking sales, in the sense that if you look at the performance in motorways, consider that we stay open 24 hours per day and 7 days per week. That means that if you don't have traffic, you cannot simply send your people in at home. You have to keep the people there. So you have lower productivity of labor if you lack sales. So in a way, one of the main elements is a slowdown in productivity because of lack of sales. That is basically motorways, of course. That has not happened in airport, because airport we still have a good traffic. So the traffic for us is important in a way. And I think that this is the main reason. Then there are other two elements probably. On one hand, there is the cost of the structure that we have put in place for managing the expansion in Asia. That is in the numbers of the North America organization, because they are responsible for that expansion. And the third element is that also there are more cost, operational costs for utilities. In general, energy and utilities are more expensive. This is a general trend that we've seen not only in U.S. but also in Europe. These are the three main elements. To comment your to make an answer to you, to give you an answer about the non-allocated cost details. As you see, the growth we have a growth that is in part affected by these 4 million I mentioned before. So the total non-recurring items that are included. In the comparison, there are a 4 positive million in 2007 that did not manifest anymore in 2008, and a negative 1.7 million of restructuring, or 1.2 million in corporate, 1.2 million of restructuring costs. So the total in corporate and non-allocated is a negative comparing year on, period on period of 5.2. On the rest, there are probably around 1 million that is intercompany chargeback. So this is a million that is moving from the areas to the non-allocated that is referred to expatriated to the cost for expatriated people, but is not moving that much. And the rest are some. Consultancy fees that are also related to the acquisitions that didn't have the characteristics in order to be included in the book value of the acquisition. So they have been put in the P&L.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Laurin Brumelli from Exane. Mr. Brumelli, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like two questions, please. First, on food cost inflation, could you please elaborate on that and tell us if you still see some easing food cost inflation, especially for some products like, I don't know, dairy products, wheat, and so on.
I'm sorry, we are not understanding you. Can you please speak a bit louder?
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Is that better now? Yeah, I was asking a question on food cost inflation. What's your view on the subject concerning some easing on food cost inflation, and especially for some products, wheat and dairy products and so on, where we've seen deflation very recently? And secondly, follow-up question on the organic sales growth. When you are mentioning 4.7% organic sales growth year to date, this implies roughly a negative or flattish growth in July and early August. Is that correct? And do you still forecast that for the end of August and September in your forecast?
So let's speak first about the cost of goods sold. Definitely, let's say that there is still a pressure on many items. Not all of them, but many are still under pressure. In fact, when we look at our numbers. The cost of goods sold has not been one of the main drivers of the decrease of our EBITDA margin, but this is because of a series of elements. In a way, of course, we have always said that we are able to recover the inflation on raw material through the leverage of increasing prices. And we have done part of this recovery in the first half of 2008 to recover the inflation that we had in 2007. The negative part of the story is that in a normal situation, the increase in prices is increasing the margin. The fact that the inflation has continued in the first half of 2008 meant that the increase in prices that we did kept the level of cost of goods sold at bay. So the cost of goods sold didn't increase again, but we didn't have the opportunity to increase the gross margin. So in a way, there is still pressure. We are managing, as you said before, through price increases and continue to try to arrange the offer in order to ease that pressure. I think that in general, this is the overall trend that we see not only in U.S. but also in Europe.
So you don't notice any deceleration?
Yes, we have seen a deceleration. Better saying that we have seen a deceleration in some items at the beginning of 2008. And then, for instance, meat has gone down in this last quarter of 2007, and then was relatively low in the first part of 2008, and then more recently has increased again. So let's say that there is not a unique trend in raw materials. In general, we have seen still an inflation situation in raw material in the first half. That is true. It's lower than last year, but is still there. Moving to the other questions. Yes, the 4.7% is a year to date. That is, you are right that comparing to the situation that we had as at June, there has been a slowdown in our sales, and the reason is what we have said before. That is, the situation of the traffic in July has been worse than in the first 6 months of the year. That means that there is a decrease. We think that we have anticipated that decrease in our projections. So when I say we don't see reason to modify the scenario, is because the situation that we see up to now has not deteriorated in a way to justify us to modify the scenario. That is, in a way, that slowdown, of course, is not welcome, but has been included in our projections. In fact, if you look at the comment we made about the traffic evolution in some key channels for us, and if you look at the project at the estimation that we gave you for the full 2008, in general, they are slightly or significant, or in some cases a bit more than slightly, worse than the ones experienced in the first 6 months. This is reflecting that supplementary slowdown.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Miss Elisa Corgi from Intermonte. Miss Corgi, please proceed with your question.
Yes, hello everybody. My name is Corgi. I'd like to ask you if you can tell us the organic growth projection that you have in your full year net sales estimates. I know perhaps it's too much sensitive, but the slowdown you experience in July, mid-August, and I don't know if it's my perception, but I feel that you are a little bit more cautious about the end of the year. If you can comment on this, please. Thank you.
Well, psychologically, when we have to give a projection for the future, especially in these days, you should be always cautious because, unfortunately, future nobody knows the future, and especially these days. I was reviewing an OECD outlook, and they say. These are our projections, but be careful because this projection can be not reliable. So we are not saying that our projections are not reliable, but of course there is an alea on those projections that is there. So for that reason, we must be cautious these days, especially because there are not only the decisions that we take in our industry. Because there are also decisions that are taken by industries that are related to us, but that we cannot dominate. Let's say, as I said before, the cut of the flights. We don't know how long this cut will last, and how important they will be. So we are assuming that based on the information we have. But of course, there is a risk on those projections. I would say that it is important. Maybe I forgot in the answering of the previous question. I forgot to mention, and maybe it's important also to answer into your question, that in the appraisal of the performance of summer, you have to consider that. Summer is much more significant in the areas that are influenced by motorways than in the airport. Airports in general, sales in airports are distributing more evenly during the year, while in motorways you see the peak in summertime. So if there is a slowdown in traffic in summer, is more significant. So when we lack sales in motorways, as we have presented in these numbers, we suffer more in summer than in other months, of course. So this is also to give you a flavor of the fact that it's not that obvious to try to capture the trend, try to extrapolate 1 month, as we have a lot of seasonality, and the seasonality is not the same for the various channels.
And is my line open? Hello?
Excuse me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And but is it possible to know your projection of organic growth? And if I may also, for the full year, I mean, and if I may have also a follow-up question, what is the business which suffered the most in the summer month?
Yeah. Well, in terms of the ones that are suffering more, I have to repeat, it is suffering more the motorway channel in general. So, in general, those areas that have an incidence of motorway sales higher than the average, typically Europe more than US, and in terms of within the airport, let's say that we can confirm the trend that has been experienced in the first half. It is, in general, Aldeasa is suffering more because it has the very important sales generated in Spain, and Spain is suffering, and the international sales are not yet sufficiently big in order to overcome the slowdown. In general, you see, if you consider that, just to give you, that is an interesting maybe element for you. Mm-hmm. If you consider that when we say that motorways went down in U.S. by 4% on average, that is not the same in all the motorways network in U.S. Because if you look to the decrease that we have seen in motorways that are more connected to touristic flows, like for instance Florida motorways, they are the decrease has been much higher. While in the New York Thruway, probably there is not almost any decrease. So the most affected one has been the traffic related to tourism. And of course, that is why when we are now speaking about summertime, speaking about motorways, you see that impact. With respect to your question related to organic growth that is embedded in our numbers, unfortunately, I don't have the number with me now, so I cannot give you that number. In a way, there is no doubt that this year we will benefit from our UK companies, not only World Duty Free, but also Alpha, because they, as you have seen, they are performing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So in our concept, and by the way, we will be probably modifying the organic for the full year, because when I compare the first half of 2007 with the first half of 2008, Alpha was not organic because we had 1 month of Alpha in 2007 and we have 6 months in 2008. But when you compare the full 2008, we have had already 7 months of Alpha and the better month, because they are doing most of their sales from June to December. And at that point, I don't exclude that I wouldn't like to consider Alpha not organic in for the full year. So for that reason, to me, it's a bit difficult to answer you.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt that the UK will have an important part in our results in 2008. And we are happy with that, because we have bought this company recently. That means that we didn't make a bad deal buying these companies.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Facenda from Banca Leonardo. Mr. Facenda, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Just a few quick ones. On your slide number 15, in which you pinpoint your traffic assumptions for second half of 2008, the numbers, the figures that are actually underlying these assumptions are unchanged compared to your assumptions at the presentation of the plan. Is this true?
Yes, it is.
You were, in a certain sense, forecasting the tougher environment in July. And just one other question. You are obviously also confirming your subsequent year's targets you gave in July, and the current slowdown is just, say, short-term volatility, and not you're not expecting it to affect your projections also for 2009-2010?
Yes, we think that as I told you before, we confirm the scenario that the assumptions that we made there are the same that we have done for the preparation of the business plan for the investor day, and we think that there are no reasons for the time being to modify the plan that we have, because in a way in that plan we have anticipated that the slowdown would have been affected also a part of 2009. So, and we don't see that the slowdown will finish in a quarter, but we still expect that the slowdown can be recovered within the end of 2009, and that we have already factored in that assumption in our projection for 2009 and 2010.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Carmelo Pappalardo from Dresdner. Mr. Pappalardo, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. I have some question on the Italian motorways. If you could please give an update on the renewal process in the Italian motorways, and in particular, out of the 5.8 billion target, sales target for 2008, just to better understand which should be the figures for this item for the Italian motorways. And the second question is on the tax rate. If you could confirm that the tax rate we saw in H1 2008 should be replicated for the full year. Thank you.
Okay. In terms of the renewal process, it's still ongoing. We are quite satisfied of the outcome. I think that the ones of you that were present at Investor Day heard the director of the Italian operations that told us that we do expect a renewal with percentages that are higher compared to what has been expected, what has been done in the occasion of the last renewal, that is higher than 85%. That is our historical renewal rate on a group basis, not only on Italy. In terms of the impact of the renewal on the figures of 2008, is zero, because the renewal in the case will affect 2009, not 2008. So let's say that we don't expect that to have 100% renewal, 90% or 85% would imply changes in the number of 2008. Might imply changes in 2009 and 2010, but not in 2008. In terms of the tax rate, the reduction in tax rate has been influenced by two elements. One is the impact of the mix. So the mix in terms of we are working in many different legislations with different tax rates, and we have had a distribution of income that is in a more favorable legislation than before. And the second element is a reduction of tax rates in some of the countries where we operate. So in general, we say that the percentage you see in the semi-annual figures can be replicated for the full year.
Okay. If I can, a follow-up question, please.
Yes, of course.
Again, on the renewal of Italian motorways, could you quantify what your expectation on 2009 revenues? Hello?
Can you wait a second? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me for keep you waiting. First of all, I have to say that we have spoken about a renewal that is higher than our average for the group. So we're talking about a renewal that is higher than 85%. That means that volatility related to renewal cannot be that big, because we are talking about a number of our location, not all our Italian portfolio, a number of our location. And we are saying that there will be renewed more than 85%. So first of all, we are not talking about a huge number. And if we make a mistake there, I'm afraid to say that it probably is much less than a mistake that you can make in making an assumption on the traffic growth in the U.S. airport or a traffic growth in U.K. So it's not going to be major. Second element is that when you have to consider then the further growth, that is, we can lose some contracts and then we start building on what we have. That means that even in the event that we can lose some sales, we can recoup quite rapidly due to, let's say, the internal generation of sales that we expect. For that reason, I think that is much more risky that, as I said, we have made some assumption of slowdown that is mirroring not only the 2008 but also part of the 2009, and then recovering during 2009 and coming back to normality in 2010. That is the major assumption. That is the critical element. The last but not least is that we have aim during the renewal process also to have a more efficient presence. That is trying to win because we were competing also for location of our competitors, not only on our locations, to win concessions in order to have maybe less concessions but better. So if you have better concessions, you can generate more sales than having a higher number of concessions that are weaker. I repeat, frankly speaking, I don't expect that the 2008 renewal in Italy will play a major role in our ability to get the numbers that we have promised.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Miss Elisa Corghi from Intermonte. Miss Corghi, please proceed with your question.
Well, sorry, you have already answered. Thank you.
No more question at the moment. The control room confirmed there are no more questions at the moment.
If you don't have other questions, I thank you, everybody, and I await you for the third quarter results. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Autogrill.